Time to try and find a winner at the races tomorrow. For some obscure reason, they've sent him to Perth. It's not far enough away. Richard Callender, g'day.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, everybody.
What are you doing over there? The big racing, eh?
No. I'm just, I was obviously been in the country for a couple of days this week and then flying over here this morning just to speak at luncheon today.
Are you declaring all this?
What do you mean?
Oh, please. You do more of this than anyone on the planet. Luncheons, guest speaker, Mount Isa, Perth.
Yeah, and all I know is that we've got to spend a lot of time together while we're on this Perth, because how many good things I know where I'm going, and I'm not sure if we'll see each other after that.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah, well, I do it all for nothing, because I just try and help people.
Well, how's that germane to me and you spending time together? I'm in Sydney, you're in Perth. How's that work?
No, I mean, like, when we leave this Earth, I know where I'm going.
You know where you're going?
Upstairs, the big fella.
Yeah.
Are you confident you're going there?
No. What happens if you get the pearly gates and there's a couple of bookies there and say, Richard, copper kettle? What happens then?
Hopefully Kenny's there first and he settles.
Kenny settles any debts. Let him in, he's my boy.
I'm not sure if Kenny was on the gate whether I'd come in. No, Mum would, my beautiful mother.
You'd want to hope Mum was there, otherwise you'd be getting the lift downstairs.
Now listen, I'll tell you one thing you let me do.
Yeah.
Because I'll be on until next Friday. I wish my father a happy birthday for next Tuesday. He turns the big 70.
Is he?
Yeah, next Tuesday. My little brother flew in from America the other day, and
we love Deffy. He's a great man. So happy birthday, Ken, for next Tuesday.
Yeah, hey, 70. Good innings, isn't it?
That is. Oh, hang on a sec. I don't think he thinks it's a good innings. I think he wants to get another 20 out of it.
Oh, no.
You tipped two winners last week. And your horse, was it I Imposing?
I'm Imposing.
Yeah. It won as well at big odds. They tell me that you were singleton-like shouting the bar.
Listen, I'll be honest. I didn't even have enough to pay the tolls on the way home. I had a very small bet on it.
Mm.
But I was really cheering Strawberry Boy for Singo, you know,
You were after your father and I tipped that, yeah, you would have been cheering for it, so you didn't get the prize money for your own thing, even if you didn't have a bet. What are you going to tip tomorrow at Rose Hill?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a wet track, I know that. We're going to have a wet track. I'll tell you what, I think the best bet of the day, well, there's two things where I can tip you. There's two things. We'll go to the 1800-metre race, which is race six.
Mm.
She's a mare called Saigon T. She's officially a swimmer. She's won 3 out of 4 on a heavy track. Her big danger is the short price favourite, Medcat. I just think on a very wet track, she'll win. She couldn't run 2,400 last start, and that's a worry because the race was 2,400. Back to 18, and she's owned by a good mate of mine, Jeff and Mary Grimish. So race 6, number 4, Saigon T. And
okay.
The other one's race 7, is it race 7? Yeah, race 7, number 6, Vasca for Johnny O'Shea and Sheikh Mohammed. I read in the Financial Review that the oil prices aren't what they were, so let's hope they can win for poor old Sheikh Mohammed. Yeah.
What about your man, race 5? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 starters of a field of 9. If he doesn't win that, I'll turn it up.
Yeah,
all right, have a good trip to Perth. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, mate, I'm back tomorrow morning. Just head down, bum up, just trying to work, put food on the table for the kids.
No, that's good. It's a really nice story. Thanks very much. Goodbye. Richard Callender in Perth, another one.